Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 14 of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, which are both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. So yeah, 14 is my favourite number, for those who know me. Andrei Kanchelskis was my favourite player growing up, football player growing up, sorry. And it's a part of my Facebook username in order to become a real Facebook friend. So if you want to do that, it's facebook.com/Oliver14Newman. Okay. So, yeah, as always, this is about 205 Live, NXT, and Impact Wrestling. So, yeah, let's get right to it. It was great to see the Brian Kendrick back in the ring going up against Tadeo Itami with Akira Tozawa and Jack Gallagher was with Brian Kendrick. Really enjoyed the Kendrick-Itami segments of the match. I thought they were really good. Even though the team of Tozawa and Itami have been put together, I'm okay if Itami turns on Tozawa, because Tozawa is still a fan favorite and Itami's going down the road of, you know, the villain, and this puts even more hatred on him. So I'm quite happy with that if that happens. I thought this was a, you know, good match, and storylines were progressed, so I was quite happy with it. Yeah, Buddy Murphy making weight this week, going up against a local wrestler and looking pretty impressive. And then Kalisto versus Drew Gulak. I thought this was fantastic, in all honesty. Kalisto is an excellent high flyer. Drew Gulak is my kind of professional wrestler, really. You know, smash mouth, submission wrestler, technical wizard. Just absolutely, you know, brilliant in the ring, and, you know, one of those people that I can really get behind as a wrestler. I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah, got to be up there as a contender for my match of the week, really. I'll be surprised if anything beats it. I thought, you know, with 205 Live going like 45 minutes, this show just absolutely flew by. And then this is a big part of it, really. Really, really good match. I enjoyed the hell out of it, really. And with Gulak picking up the win, that was really important too, because, in all honesty, since day one, he could be the guy that leads the brand. And, you know, I long to see him with the Cruiserweight title. So, yeah, fantastic stuff. Moving swiftly on to NXT. We had a appearance from Shazza McKenzie, you know, an Australian wrestler who I think I know by a different name, so it was good to see her. More about Kairi Sane, but still, if you get an entrance, they've got to be thinking something of you in NXT. Lacey Evans come out, and I thought she was fantastic on the microphone. And got a character across really well. Cold clocking Kairi Sane with a, you know, single punch kind of thing. Candice LeRae was really good when talking about Gargano. And you could see that the effects of what's happened to Gargano is what's going to affect her in a match tonight. The Street Profits versus TM61. Was, you know, it was a good back and forth match, and then I'm kind of you know, dismayed by the fact that Fawn and Miller have cheated to win. I really wanted to get behind them as a popular tag team, and it seems they're going the other way, which I don't know if I want to see that, in all honesty. I thought the video packages when people coming back from injury and stuff were really well put together. You know, especially with Shane Thorne being a high flyer, the fans would react in a positive way. I guess they haven't reacted all the way since they've come back, and that's probably the reason why they've changed it. But yeah, this is kind of a wait and see thing, I think. So we've got Cassius Ohno against Tommaso Ciampa should be really good when it happens. Candice LeRae against Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair's potential is unlimited. I think she's fantastic in the ring for, you know, for such a young age, and the fact that she's, you know, she's in infancy in her career. And yeah, like was speculated before with Candice LeRae, the Johnny Gargano situation kind of took her out of the groove. So yeah. And then last but no means least, Pete Dunne against Roderick Strong was a really good match that was just getting going with Adam Cole and Bebe and Kyle O'Reilly interfering. And then with Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch making a save. So a six-man tag's coming up in the future with that, and that'll be fantastic. Any of those six men in any kind of match is what can carry the NXT brand forward. So yeah, absolutely amazing. Could have been the match of the week, but all of those elements stopped it from being so, really. So yeah, it was really good, but not quite match of the week quality. So yeah, that's NXT. And last but no means least, we've got Impact Wrestling. So really enjoyed Eli Drake's in-ring promo. You know, he made a lot of sense with what he was saying, and he called out Pentagon Jr. And that's going to happen next week, so I'm looking forward to that. Kiera Hogan was good, and Tessa Blanchard was fantastic in the interruption and talking about herself. So that was really good. Great to see Grado back. Tessa Blanchard getting involved in the second Taya Valkyrie Kiera Hogan match adds to that storyline, so I'm all right with that. Great to see Brian Cage video package and you know, a GWN exclusive match from Australia. Love the relationships that are being built by Impact Wrestling with different companies around the globe. El Hero del Fantasma, Drago, Aerostar versus DJZ, Andrew Everett and Desmond Xavier. If you thought the six-man Lucha Rules match at Redemption was crazy and amazing and incredible, I think this match was just that as well. I think we might have a new contender for our match of the week. This is just unbelievable. If you like Lucha Rules, which I was kind of against in the beginning, you know, I've watched some CMLL back in the day on the Wrestling Channel and stuff, and the getting in the ring when somebody leaves the ring and stuff kind of took me out of a match. But seeing it used so well, it's not used sparingly because obviously I'm the Redemption, but yeah, this match just meshed so well together. The risks, the high flying, the wrestling, everything about it was fantastic. So great to see Andrew Everett back as well. Yeah, fantastic. Go out of your way to see this match. It was really, really good. Matt Sydal against Taiji Ishimori was another really good match. You know, technical. Once again, I love that inverted pin that Matt Sydal does when he drops the opponent on like their on the back, and then sets up a pin through that. It's just absolutely fantastic. Tommy Dreamer trying to talk to Eddie Edwards and explaining that he threw 3 to 4 years of his career away to try and get Raven. He's talking sense, but Eddie Edwards is a different man now. He's kind of going down the rabbit hole, isn't he? So be really interesting to see where it goes from there. Ali and Rosemary, Demon Bunny. You know, Ali's trying to be a part of Rosemary's match against the undead bride, Sue Young. Rosemary says no. Sue Young hits the panic switch on Rosemary from behind on the floor. And the undead brides, you know, bring the casket to the ring. Ali tries to come out. The undead brides keep her back. And Rosemary gets hit with a panic switch off the stage, which is incredible. And then she gets picked up by Sue Young, carried up the ramp and put in the casket. So that's a new thing. And I hope this is where this is going. Like a first ever, I believe, a female casket match in the future. That would be, you know, a real feather in the cap of Impact Wrestling and it'd be something really interesting for the fans to watch, and I look forward to that. So yeah, that second week in a row Impact Wrestling has flown by, probably because I'm watching it on the on-demand service on Five Spike, or My Five, sorry, as opposed to sitting through the breaks and stuff, which makes it a much much better and easier watch. But yeah, it's kind of flying by. The talent is there for all to see. The matches, the in-ring stuff, the storylines being built up. It's wrestling 101, really. Impact Wrestling is on a roll. Crossroads was really good. Redemption was even better than that. And the last 2 weeks of Impact Wrestling TV have been fantastic. So yeah, if you want to get in on the bandwagon of Impact Wrestling and the changes that have been made, now is the right time. So yeah, my match of the week, dun, 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 I'm gonna go with that six-man tag from Impact Wrestling: Hero Del Fantasma, Drago, Aerostar versus DJ Z, Andrew Everett, and Desmond Xavier. That was an incredible match. Definitely worth pausing this show and going to watch. And segment of the week, it's probably Impact Wrestling again. I think the main event between Sue Young and Rosemary, the fact that it wasn't a match, it was more of a segment and a to set up a possible casket match in the future. The panic switch off the stage through the tables looked brutal. So yeah, I'm gonna stick with Impact Wrestling. That's how good it's been this week. I think that's a good that was a really good segment. So yeah, just to finish off, we've got some shows to talk about in the future. Tonight we will be reviewing WWE Backlash and talking about the best bits of the Greatest Royal Rumble with myself, Chris Lappin, Thomas Brewington, and Eric Eminem, the IndyCard Mafia. And I'm not sure if Nick Davies is involved in that. He might be, he might not be. I couldn't tell you. We have part three with Smevic's only son and one half of the Usual Suspects with a Z, Corey Johnson, coming up this week, Friday, Saturday time. And yeah, that's what we've got on tap in the future. So yeah, if you want to connect with me on social media, it's twitter.com/Brumion. My Facebook is facebook.com/AFansPerspectiveUK. My original Facebook I gave out earlier in the show. My Instagram is instagram.com/Brumion. And for the podcast, it is twitter.com/BBGWpod. The Facebook page is facebook.com/BBGWpod. The Instagram page, although we really need to update it, is instagram.com/BBGWpod. Teespring is teespring.com/broken-but-glorious. And you can see our whole host of, you know, wrestling t-shirts, including the one that Dean Allmark, British wrestling veteran and friend of the show, has been wearing lately, which says "such a jobber," which is a obviously an inside term in professional wrestling, referring to the enhancement talent on shows. So yeah, it's quite a tongue-in-cheek thing there from Dean Allmark, who's obviously an 18-year veteran, as I said. Yeah, so yeah, we sell these cool t-shirts on Teespring, so if you want to buy them, that'd be great to support us. And for myself, you know, I'm Oliver Newman, and I'm an author of Fans Perspective, 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fans Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. And both of those books are available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now, or you can buy them from me personally and I'll personalize them for you. So yeah, that wraps up another edition of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I hope you've enjoyed listening along, and we'll be back next week. Bye for now, everyone. Bye.